content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of April 2023. And the first page of the newsletter contains a few pictures of some happy-looking lions and a pair of eyeglasses, which looks like they were part of a eyeglass drive. We'll start out with a message from the district governor. Greetings, Lions. I would like to highlight the Irwin's Lions Club today. They had a highway sign dedication recently. They fought for years to get a sign put up for their club. They watched while other profit-making institutions got signs put up, while their club, who helps their community, was told it couldn't be done. This was a sign 75 years in the making. Their club was chartered in 1948. They want to give a special thank you to Senator Jim Bergen, Irwin Mayor Randy Baker, and Town Manager Snow Bowden for helping them to navigate lots of legal obstacles that delayed them for years. And there's a picture of six lions. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Lions Eddie Blackman, Snow Bowden, Rusty Brown, Earl House, Mayor Randy Baker, and Senator Jim Bergen. Quite a powerful bunch of folks. I'm telling you their story so you can be inspired to resolve local problems by talking to and getting help from the local representatives and politicians. Heck, ask them to join your club. You never know. May you all have a fabulous and precious Easter and hope to see you at the upcoming convention. Thank you all for everything you do. And that's from DG Mayra. And this from the district governor-elect. Greetings, Lions. This has been a very busy year with a lot of accomplishments that you and your club have done. I have been able to induct three new members for the Greenville Host Lions Club just recently. If your club is struggling, do not worry. Lions International has a program that works. The Global Membership Approach. I urge you to contact our global membership chair, D'Angelo Jackson, for help. He has resources that can help get your club back on track. Next, I want to thank all the members who have said they would help next year during my term as chair. It takes a team to reach all of the goals that we set at our goal-setting meeting back in March. I believe it was helpful that everyone had input on our goals for 2023-2024. So with that being said, I look forward to great things to be accomplished as a district. As promised back at the Midwinter Convention, it is my goal to have the directories ready by July 15th, which will be the awards and installation banquet. So I will need everyone's help by turning in your PU 101s to Lyons International. If you need help, contact PDG George Holston at CLION2, and that is SEALION, the number 2, at AOL.com. This is very important, so the book will be correct and on time. In the next newsletter, I will begin introducing the chairs for next year. I am really excited for the new Lions that have stepped up for the district. We just recently had two of our Lions that attended the Regional Lions Leadership Institute at Camp Dogwood back in March. Lions Derek Mitchell from Fayetteville Community Lions Club and Louise Bongola from the Goldsboro Host Lions Club. Both of them did a great job there and came away learning a lot from the instructors. Our next set of trainings will be within the zones as we will be conducting the president's, secretary's, and treasurer's training. I encourage all to attend as the new Lion portal will be starting soon. Look out for great training opportunities next year. Yours in Lionism, Carly Metz, District Governor-elect. And this from the first Vice District Governor-elect. Lions! Where has the time, seasons, and the year gone? This Lions year is approaching to be half over. The collecting, giving, and sharing that all the clubs have done this half of the year just bring a big smile to my face and enlarge the joy in my heart. I hope everyone has heard about Dimes for Diabetes. As they turn in dimes, the date is quickly approaching. We don't have to have the actual bottles on hand at state convention. Pictures would be great. However, we can have total dollars and where your club would like to donate. Remember, the focus is on kids with diabetes. I am fully aware of CFV Kids with Diabetes Camp and also a camp close to our Kinston Club. Feel free to contact me if you have any questions or if you are in need of more information. Lastly, thank you to my district entrusting me to be your first Vice District Governor-elect. As I mentioned at the convention, get ready to work. Until next month, Anna M. Elliott, first Vice District Governor-elect. Here's a notice of the next cabinet meeting, and that will be April 29th of 2023. It will be held in Greensboro, North Carolina, during the 99th annual NC Lions State Convention. And speaking of the state convention, of course, it's the North Carolina Lions 99th State Convention with the motto "Together Towards Tomorrow" will be held April 28th to 30th. 2023 at the Greensboro High Point Marriott Airport. Your convention speaker will be Douglas Alexander, the past international president. And on Friday, there's going to be a fun night, a masquerade party. This year, at our North Carolina Lions State Convention, our service projects revolve around two of our core initiatives, diabetes and pediatric cancer. Under the leadership of Anna Elliott, we will be collecting dimes for diabetes. She will have a wonderful display in the foyer. Please visit our book donation area, where we will be collecting children's books that will be shared between two projects, pediatric cancer and Lions Love to Read. Nadia Sudrith will be sharing information on Lions Love to Read at one of our roundtable discussion segments on Saturday. Even our door prizes will support a core initiative, the environment. Different ways to support brighter visions. Volunteer for Work Week, March 30th to April 3rd. Help get our camp up and running. In 2017, my first year as a Lion, I wanted to learn more about the organization I signed up to serve with, so I attended Work Week at Camp Dogwood. For me, learning about Lions really started that week. I met some fantastic people who are still teaching me about Lions. You really can teach an old dog new tricks. Volunteering is a great way to share your enthusiasm, skills, and ideas while having fun and meeting like-minded people. By volunteering for the North Carolina Lions Incorporated, you'll be making a positive contribution to the visually impaired community in North Carolina. Volunteers are vital to our work. Almost 50% of NCLI's budget comes from money received through Brighter Visions. When you volunteer at Camp Dogwood, your efforts reduce the expenses to have these jobs done by contractors. Some jobs are more physical than others, but there is something for everyone. Volunteer to help the visually impaired during their stay at camp. Volunteering at camp during a VIP camper week will give you a chance to help others, and it will expose you to their difficulties and helps you realize how good life is. Help a blind man shoot hoops. See how proud a person can be after catching their 35th fish, or shoot darts in the recreation hall, or buckets on the basketball court. Have a blind person take your arm to lead him to the cafeteria. This is by far the most rewarding job you've ever had. And the schedule for 2023 at Camp Dogwood is Session 1, May 28th to June 1st, Session 2, June 4th through 8th, 3, June 11th through 15th, 4, June 25th to 29th, Session 5, July 2nd to 6th, 6 would be July 9th through 13th, and Session 7, which is for teens 13 to 17 only, that will be July 23rd to 27th. And Session 8, which is a family camp, parents of VIP use only, will be July 30th to August 3rd. Memorials and honorariums. Consider helping Brighter Visions by contributing through the Memorials and Honorariums program. Go to nclionsinc.org and pick program forms. And this is from Lion Jean Getz, District N, Brighter Visions Chair. District 31N Service. Thank you for all you do. Good morning, fellow Lions. We just want to take a moment to say thank you to all that were able to come out this past week and work on various projects around our beautiful Camp Dogwood. The projects this year included painting the exterior of the putt-putt barn, power washing, painting railing, and weeding flower beds. Lions also spent multiple hours sorting the mountain of eyeglasses in storage. We still have a few projects around camp to complete. This includes outside projects, eyeglass sorting for groups of four or less, and indoor projects such as putting together the Brighter Visions portfolios for this year. If you or your club would like more information, please have them contact Tammy Thomas. Her email is tammy@nclionsinc.org, or you can call 828-478-2135, extension 229. Once again, thank you for all you do for Lions and Camp Dogwood. And that's from Tammy Thomas, the camp director. Wanted, kid site operators. Join a group of motivated drivers within District MD31N to assume driving and possibly custodial representatives for the Kid Site Screening Unit, or the KSU, and the onboard equipment. We would like to expand availability of the Kid Site Screening Program to all areas of the district. As the need ramps up, we must have more people interested in being an operator. The operator qualifications are: be KidSite certified, submit a copy of your valid North Carolina driver's license to NCLI, pass a background check, and view a presentation on child abuse. The operator duties: drive the KSU to the screening location, oversee the screening event and ensure all equipment is properly stored, and have a willingness to be available during the week for school screenings. At this time, the KSU is located in Goldsboro. For the current time, this location is satisfactory, but location changes are possible in the future. That from Lion Jean Getz, your District N KidSite Chair. Here's a notice about Bingo Bucks. Camp Dogwood is looking for clubs to sponsor bingo this year. If you or your club would like to be a sponsor, please reply to this email with questions or call the office at 828-478-2135, extension 229. Thanks in advance for your support. That's from Tammy. NC Lions 31N Calculator Project a Success. This is by George Holston, PDG. NC 31N Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina Chair. The Lions of 31N, individual Lions across North Carolina, and donors stepped up. 31N Lions have raised enough funds to purchase a classroom set of 21 calculators. Each graphing calculator is $139, a device to charge 10 calculators simultaneously, and additional funds. The school will use the additional funds to purchase other needed school supplies and to restock the food pantry for kids who come to school hungry. And there's a photo of some happy Lions, Wilmington Lions Club President Carl Danielson, math teacher Sean Swoboda, Principal Dr. Kathy Gantz, and PDG George Holston. A Bundle of Hope, the Waccamaw Bundle. Imagine you're an 11-year-old child. You are swept up in the middle of the night by people you do not know, taken to a place you've never been, and greeted by people you've never met. You have no change of clothes, toiletries, or reminders of home. You are at a loss as to what is happening. Someone comes to welcome you. At first, you are afraid, angry, and sad. Those greeting you try to help you feel some sense of peace, some way of knowing everything will be all right. You are inconsolable. But then, they hand you a Waccamaw bundle. What is this? It is a gift of things you need that the caring hands of Lions across North Carolina have put together for you. Your emotional frenzy begins to subside. This gift welcomes you and builds a bridge of hope. When you review this list, you will see some things that may seem small, even trivial. However, to a child in a strange place, it means the world. Other things on the list will seem significant, almost unattainable. We have found that when we work together, we find a way to meet any need. Thank you for joining us in fulfilling the needs of the children at BGHNC and the team serving them. And this is with heartfelt gratitude, the BGHNC team. And here are some things that the Waccamaw Welcome Bundle contains. Face masks, a journal, ink pens, pencils, color pencils, highlighters, sticky notes, vision board, word search, crossword puzzles, and Sudoku puzzles. Cardboard or plastic puzzles, coloring books, crayons, playing cards, including Uno, a stuffed animal, a toothbrush, toothpaste, and mouthwash, lotion, snack packs, LED lights, an MP3 player, headphones, radios, PG-13 movies, no horror, sound machines, teen-friendly comforter sets, teen pajamas, both male and female, slides, meaning shoes, water bottles, large, fidget toys, wristband coils, watches, Game Boys, Nintendo Switch, beanbag chairs, Febreze air freshener. Please call Joe Kennedy if you have any questions. You can contact Joe Kennedy at joe.kennedy@bghnc.org or telephone 910-646-3083 or fax 910-646-4934. And here's a note from the Governor Moorhead Foundation and North Carolina Lions Incorporated. Fellow North Carolina Lions, I'm forwarding this request to all Lions clubs in the state of North Carolina. Governor Moorhead School for the Blind is in the process of raising funds to build a new playground fully accessible to GMS students. The facility is being designed by a great group of students at the School of Design at NC State. I have attached a breakout that will give you pictures and some of the information of the goals for this new special featured project. The project is $120,000 and raised to date is $58,000. So we're in need of $62,000 more for completion. If you feel comfortable about GoFundMe, please... I'm sorry. There's a scan image, a QR code image, so that won't do you guys any good. Anyway, so thank you in advance. And that is from Carlton Metz, carlton@nclionsinc.org, your executive director for NC Lions, Inc., and Rod Poole, fundraising chairperson for the Governor Moorhead Foundation. His email is chilcootrod@yahoo.com, and that is spelled chilcootrod@yahoo.com. There's going to be a volunteer week of 2024, so we're planning a year ahead here. April 4th at 3 p.m. until April 10th at 10 a.m. Again, this is volunteer week 2024. Contact Tammy for more info and to reserve a room. And you can contact Tammy at nclionsinc.org or call at 828-478-2135, extension 229. Here's a notice about World Induction Day. Our district governor would like to induct new members and welcome any new members to our district on Saturday, April 22nd, 2023, with a picnic. This event is open to all 31N members and would like to recognize any new members and sponsors that have joined or transferred since July of 2022. All are welcome. This will be held at Fairfield Park Lions Shelter, 800 Greenbrier Road, in Kinston, North Carolina. Again, it'll be on April 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Here's a notice about a barbecue dinner sponsored by the Canton Lions Club. Canton Lions will be holding a barbecue dinner fundraiser for scholarships for PISCA students. It will be at the Black Bear Cafe at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton, North Carolina. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sunday, May 7th of 2023. Drive up, pay, and receive your barbecue dinner. Please come and support our Canton, North Carolina Lions Club. And the cost is $10 a plate. Goldsboro Downtown Lions are raffling off a getaway. First prize is one of two options: a Holiday Inn Club vacation, which includes a two-bedroom condo for a week. And the condo includes kitchen, laundry, exercise room, pool, gift shop, and much more. And you have your choice of five locations. Option number two for the first prize is cash, $1,250. Second prize is $500, third prize, $250, and fourth prize, $250. The tickets are $20 each, or six tickets for $100. The drawing will be held on Thursday, June 22nd of 2023. If you're interested, please contact the Goldsboro Downtown Lions Club. Second VDGE Gene Getz at 414-640-5953. And the five possible locations for that first prize getaway are Myrtle Beach, Williamsburg, Virginia, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Orlando, Florida, and Las Vegas, Nevada. The second annual North Carolina Lions Day of Service will be September 30th, 2023. Your support of our annual Lions Day of Service on the last Saturday in September is appreciated. Last year, for the first time, it was held on Saturday, September 23rd, 2022, and the theme was Feed the Hungry. We collected approximately 35 tons, yes, 35 tons of food for the hungry in our state. This year, the theme will be Vision. In 2024, the theme will be Diabetes. In 2025, the theme will be Children's Pediatric Cancer. I am available to discuss this exciting new annual service project with your club. Let's publicize this event in your community. Contact me, and I will be glad to meet with your club. In Lionism, PDG Irwin Siegelwax, 2016 to 2017. And he can be reached at irwin423@atmc.net. or by cell phone 910-209-6170. You are invited to attend the Lions Club Night at the Carolina Mudcats, Tuesday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Come enjoy the beautiful spring weather with your local Lions Club members and an evening of exciting Mudcats baseball at Five County Stadium. The Carolina Mudcats will be taking on the Downeast Wood Ducks. The Lions Club tickets are only $10. Before the game, join us at the Pilot Lions Den for a free picnic supper at 5. Please have your ticket money and dinner reservations turned in to PDG Wayne Faber by May 19th of 2023. The tickets are box seats. A discount is not available at the gate. The regular gate price is $12 for these tickets. Checks can be made out to District 31S. And mail them to Wayne Faber, 1105 Maple Avenue, Apex, North Carolina, 27502. Or Wayne can be reached at 919-780-8819. Or by email, wfaber100@hotmail.com. Lions Club's International Convention Southeastern Breakfast will be held Sunday, July 9th from 6:30 to 8:30 a.m. It'll be held in the Omni Boston Seaport in the Momentum Ballroom ABC. It's $65 per person. That includes tip and service charges. Checks can be mailed to PCC Gary Steele, the promotions chair, at 2252 Baker Mill Road, Cleveland, North Carolina, 27013. Checks must be received by June 15th of 2023, no exceptions. A notice about eyeglass sorting. August 31st at 3 p.m. until September 6th at 10 a.m. Call or email Tammy for more info and to reserve a room. Tammy at nclionsinc.org or phone 828-478-2135, extension 229. Here's a message from the Reno Review, the latest news and information for the Reno 2023 USA-Canada Lions Leadership Forum, which will be held September 21st to 23rd in Reno. A message from our general chair, Jama Wall. Sharing our knowledge and expertise with other Lions allows growth and enhances the potential for bigger and better service, as well as an engaged membership. This is true at the club, district, multiple district, or international level. A vital part of every forum that involves this sharing of knowledge is our seminars. Each year, the forum seminars team determines the number of seminars to be presented based on the space available, the topics of these seminars, who the facilitators will be, who the moderators will be, when and where each seminar will be held, and what activities will be planned to support facilitators and moderators. Essentially, they plan the seminar experience for attendees. The goal is to have something for every Lion. The forum is a learning opportunity for every Lion. So whether you are a new Lion or a seasoned Lion, the education team promises seminars to engage, enlighten, enthuse, and excite. Why not come to forum and bring a friend? We want to see you in Reno. Up and away with leadership. Jama. And in the short amount of time I have left, I'll just brief you on a few other paragraphs in this Reno Review. With seminars, you will get the opportunity to hear from the leaders of our association, including our international president. Want to learn about the new Lions portal? We've got you covered. Learn how to start new clubs, initiate new and innovative service projects, or get the latest news about our foundation. It will all be waiting for you in Reno. And we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion's Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.